Welcome to the Tanakh podcast, Purim Sameach. Today, Zechariah, chapter 7, Perek Zayin. And our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, for their safety and success, for the return of all the hostages, and for the healing of all the wounded from this war in Gaza. And we are in for a treat in Perek Zayin and Chet of Sefer Zechariah, because these are some of the most beautiful prakim in Tanakh. Let's just put things in context. Everything we've seen in Haggai and in the first six chapters of Zechariah all take place in the second year of Darius, the second year of Dariavish. The Bet Mikdash has a cornerstone has been set. Possibly there is already bringing korbanot on a makeshift altar, but the Bet Mikdash has not been built. And here they are in the second year of Darius. They see this as a time of great opportunity. And Haggai and Zechariah in the second year of Darius convince the people and encourage them to start building, and so they do. And here we skip forward in chapter 7, and we find ourselves in the fourth year, in the fourth year of Darius. And what makes sense is that probably the structure of the temple has already been built, and there's still a lot of interior decor to do and sort of landscaping to do. But essentially, the structure, the building of the Bet Mikdash is already up. And that's why we read here, Vahi Bashanat Arba LeDaryavesh HaMelech. It was in the fourth year of Darius, on the fourth of Kislev, that they get a message from Babylon, from various different people, Sharetzer, Regem Melech, these interesting names, and they say to the Kohanim asher lebeit Hashem Svot, the priests of the house of God, and to the Nevi'im, they ask a question. They say, Ha'efker b'chodesh ha'chamishi hinazer, k'sha'asiti zeh kama shanim. And the question is, very simple. We've been fasting every year since the Churban on Tisha B'Av, but now we see the Bet Mikdash is being built. Do we still have to fast on Tisha B'Av? What a lovely question, right? This was actually a question which was discussed in 1967 when Jews came back to the Kotel, when Jerusalem was united, and some people raised the question, should we still be keeping the 3 weeks? Because now we've returned to Jerusalem. So what's the answer? And the answer is very complex. It stretches throughout chapter 7 and chapter 8. So let me give an overview here. The first thing that God says is, tell the Kohanim, tell the Nevi'im, when you fasted, kitzamtem v'safod b'chamishi v'ashvi'i, when you fasted on Tisha B'Av, when you fasted on Tzom Gedalia, and for 70 years you've been fasting, God says, did I fast? And if you eat, and if you drink, so you eat and drink. V'chi tochlu v'chi tishtu, alo atem ochlim v'atem shotim. In other words, God says, I'm not fasting and I'm not eating. Halo et hadvarim asher kara Hashem b'yad hanavim arashonim b'yushalayim yoshevet v'shleiva v'areh asvivoteh v'anegev v'ashvila yoshev. In other words, what God says is, do you think I really care whether you eat and drink or whether you don't eat and drink? Is that the point? He says, I want you to remember the messages I told the original prophets before Jerusalem was destroyed in the first place. And this is what they said. Mishpat emet shvotu. Judge a true judgment. V'chesed v'rachamim asu ish et achiv. And be kind and generous one to the other. Don't oppress the vulnerable in society, the people who have no families to look after them, the people who are financially vulnerable, the widow, the orphan, the convert or the alien, and the poor. Don't think the worst of one another. When you look at somebody who's different to you, don't assume that he's bad. But he says, V'yamanu l'akshiv. They didn't listen. They wouldn't accept this message. Again, what's the message? Be truthful, have justice, be kind, have mercy, think well about each other, look after the vulnerable classes. And he says, and that's exactly why God was angry with you, and that's why the temple was destroyed. So now I ask you, says God, right? Do you need to fast or do you need to eat? What God's saying is, you're worrying about religious ritual. You're worrying about these things, but I don't care. I don't care. These are things you've done in order to remember the Korban. But I want you to remember why the Korban actually happened. Because your society was hard-hearted. Society was unjust. It was a society of extortion. It was a society of exploitation. I want you to have a society which is one of kindness. Now, in the middle of all this, he says, right, I'm coming back to Yerushalayim, Shavti et Zion. I'm already in chapter 8, verse 3. Shavti et Zion, v'shachanti b'derech Yerushalayim. I'm right coming back to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem has to be called Ir HaEmet, the city of truth. V'har Hashem Tzvaot Har Kodesh. Jerusalem will be a place of holiness. Ko amar Hashem Tzvaot od yeshvu zekeinim uzekeinot b'rechovot Yerushalayim. There will come a day where old men and old women will sit in the streets with their stick in their hand. And the streets will be filled of children playing in their streets. Here he gives a pastoral scene. Jerusalem's going to come back. People are going to live out their lives. Old men and old ladies are going to sit on the benches watching the children playing in the streets. Jerusalem will turn back to life. Jerusalem will return back to normality. And he says, yes, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be something which is almost unbelievable. However, when you keep going through chapter 8, he reminds the people, this can only happen if society changes, right? He says, kikshavti zamamti b'yamim ahem leitivet Yerushalayim ve'beit Yehudah Al tirao, don't be afraid. Just like in the old days, I wanted to punish you for your society. Here I want to come back to your society. But, Ele hadorim asher ta'asu, dabru emet, ishet re'ehu. Speak truth one to the other. Emet, truth, mishpat, justice, shalom, peace, shiftu b'shareichem. V'ishet re'ehu al tachshavu b'lavavchem. Don't think the worst of one another. Ushuat sheker al te'ahavu. Don't lie to one another. Don't swear falsely. And then God says, and you should know that when all this happens, all the four fasts that we fast for the Korban, which are Shiva Asabat Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevet, the fast of the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, and the tenth month, Yele Beit Yehuda L'Sason L'Simcha U'L'Moadim Tovim. These will eventually be happy days, festivals. But, v'ha'emet v'ha'shalom ehavu, love, truth, love, peace. Did the people get their answer? The people who sent the message from Babylon, should we fast on Tisha B'Av? Well, what do you think they did that year? I don't know. I don't know whether they got the message. Sometimes people are stuck in a place where they're just worrying about the narrow confines of ritual. What should we do? But they're missing the wood from the trees. They're missing the spiritual essence. They're missing the point behind it. And that's exactly what Zachariah is saying. Hashem's ready to come back to Yerushalayim. Hashem wants to turn the tables of history. But the question is whether we can foster a society, whether we can actually create a society which is one of kindness, which is one of generosity, which is one of honesty, which is one of justice. If we do that, then we'll be able to make our society into an ideal society, a society which we'll be proud of. And in that situation, we'll be celebrating instead of mourning the days of our destruction, because we'll realize how much things have changed. It's not about whether you fast or don't fast. It's really a question of how you build your society. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.